It up. Today is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We're going to start on Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom, from Amar Chizda, just to go back into the flow, because this sugya just continues from there and keeps going for a bit. So the Mishnah brought us a machlokas between the Rabbanon and the Gemara brought us a machlokas about if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, whether or not we can skin the animal all the way. So the Chachamim, the Tanakhama said you can mash the animal. You can mash the animal only up to the. Rabbi Shmuel said you can. Sorry, Rabbi Shmuel said only partially, enough to get the entrails out. And the Chachamim said you could be mash the entire thing. You don't have to worry about it. You can mash the entire thing. So Amar of Chizda. So Gemara then went back and forth. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, Ma Ahadule Chavre La Rishmol Ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. What did the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, who said basically you have to stop. You can't skin the whole thing. You can't flay the whole thing. You can flay it up to the point where you need it to take the stuff out. Remember, this is on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, what you can do for the Korban Pesach, you can do. Once you get beyond a certain stage, you may not need it for the Korban Pesach. It may then be a malacha. So, Hachika Amrile, this is what the Chachamim said, and this is what it brought in our Mishnah. It says, In Matzilin Tikha Sefer Ima Sefer. If, like our Mishnah said, one can save what's inside the Sefer cover, the Sefer cover might actually have money in it, that seems to be the issue. If you can save that with the Sefer inside on Shabbos, right, so you're moving this Muksah, Lo Nafshi, that's a Pesach Meoro, well, of course then you can skin the entire animal on Pesach. The Gemara says, well, that's what we're up to, me dummy. What's the comparison? You're trying to say, since I can do malacha there, I can do malacha here. It's very different. Me dummy, hasam there in the Mishnah, when we're talking about saving the bag or the case, right? You're saving the case with the sefer inside, the sefer kodesh inside, and there's money inside there as well. But what's the malacha you're violating? It's only tiltal. All you're doing is moving, right? You're moving the bag that happens to have the money inside. Tiltal muksa is a din derabanan. So if it's a din, it's not a malacha, it's a din derabanan. So maybe there, because we wanted to make sure that you can see the Sefer Kodesh, right, the Sefer Kodesh, okay, so they made the takana muksa, and in this situation, they don't have the takana muksa in order to save the Sefer Kodesh. But hacha, in the machlokas of whether or not you can flay the entire animal on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, that's talking about a malacha. That's skinning an animal, that would be malachas asim in the Torah. So maybe that's why Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel says, I agree with you in the Mishnah that you can take out the teak with the money inside. But here's totally different because here's a malacha. So the Gemara says, so it's what's the Havim, you know, one's talking about Tiltul and one's talking about malacha. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, the Gemara's gonna give a few possibilities to try to answer what the Raya. What was the raya that the Chachamim brought down against Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? So number one try, Amar Rav Ashi, or first try in English, Amar Rav Ashi, Bitarte Pligi. There was a double machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Number one, Pligi B'Tiltul. They argue regarding Tiltul Muksa, about moving something. Upligi B'Malacha. And they also have an argument regarding the Malacha. So they argue whether you're allowed to move the Korban Pesach after you took out everything that needs to go onto Mizbeach. Let's say you want to move it from the hot sun, right, so it won't rot, right? So are you allowed to move it when it's still connected to the skin? And upligi malacha. There's also a greater malacha, another machlokas as well, as to whether or not you can actually do the skinning or the flaying all the way after you're able to take out what you need to take out. Bahachika amrile, and this is what the Chacham say to Rabbi Shmuel. Im matzilin tikha sefer masefer. If we are permitted, right, if our Mishnah permits you to take the Sefer with the covering, right, because of the cover of the Sefer, because you want to save it from the fire, and there may be money inside as well, so lo nitaltel or agabasar, why we should also be able to move the or with the skin, which is going to be muksa, because there's no need for it, agav the basar, with the basar, because the basar is going to get gross. So just like we can move the bag, agav the sefer, so too we should be able to move the skins, I guess the hides, agav the meat. So the Gemara says again, me dummy. There's no comparison. Hasam, there in our Mishnah, Nas Basis the Dabar Hamutter, the tick itself before the fire is what? It's a basis to Dabar Hamutter. What it's holding is the Sefer Torah. Let's just call it, say, it's a Sefer Torah. What it's holding is the Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah is in Dabar Hamutter. So the tick is a basis to Dabar Hamutter. But Hacha, in the case here, the tiltel of the tiltel of the Korban Pesach, Nasib Basis the Dabar Aser. Well, what happens? You want to move it. What Rashi points out, Hacha, high or the skins, right? The hides, nases buses ledovers kul asa betiltol. It's a buses. It's a base for the flesh, which is a dover aser, meaning because it's muksa right now. Shal buser asa letaltolo. This buser, you're not allowed to move it now. Delo chazi lachila ad orcha de pesach. It's only right ad orcha. It's only chazi to be moved and to be used tonight when you eat the Korban Pesach. Not today, not now. Right now, it's muksa on Shabbos. The Pesach eno nechal ela b'laylo tzli. Because Pesach can only be eaten at night and roasted. Not sure why he throws in the roasted part. That has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Right? So therefore, what's the comparison? So he says, okay, fine. Ela hach kamerle. This is what the Chachamim said to him. Im matzilim tik shol sefer im a sefer v'afo pi sheyish betoko mos. Lonet tadol or agav vasar. Well, wait a second. What was the case that we said? We said that the possibility was that tick not only contained the Sefer Torah, it also had money inside of it. The money is muksa. So it's muksa. So you're moving the tick even though there's muksa inside. So move the ore even though there's meat on it, because they both are basas ledavar aser. So the Gemara says, no, there's also no comparison. Midami. Hasam, by the case of the tick, nasis basas ledavar aser uledavar amutter. Okay, yeah, so you threw in the money, that's great. But we didn't take out the Sefer Torah, so the tick is now, what is it? It's a basis, a davar aser, and a davar mutter. It has two things in it. So therefore you're allowed to move it. The same way like the candle, when you have the tray, the candlesticks. So you have the candlesticks, the tray is now holding the candlesticks. The candlesticks are davar aser, so the tray is a basis, davar aser. But so what do people do? Some people just put chal on the table, or so you put something. Let's say you put something valuable on the table. You put like a ring on it. So now it's a basis davar aser and davar mutter. That's why you're allowed to move it, because you put the ring on the candlestick. So to here, you have the Sefer Torah, and which is the davar mutter. So you have both. But over here, by the case in Korban Pesach, but b'hacha, by the tiltel of Pesach, the or kul nasis basis davar aser. The only thing that's a basis for is the meat and is the flesh. And the flesh is a davar aser. Again, there's no comparison between the two. So what are the Chachamim trying to say to Rabbi Shmuel ben Okshan and Yochanan ben Broka?
Was the issue of Matzilin Sefer Torah was an issue of Tirchi Yisera rather than Mutzah? Why would you refer to Mutzah?
Because there's money inside, you're saying now.
Yeah, I was saying before.
Okay, but not up to now. Now he's saying that they're trying to make the comparison. What are they trying to say? So they're saying, oh, it's a case that there's money inside. Right? That's what they say. Im Matzilin Tirchi Sefer Torah, Im Sefer V'Apo Pishish B'Toch HaMos. So then saying that there's money, that this might be a case of Mutzah. So Ella Hachika Amrle. So this is what they said to him. They said like this, okay. Im mevi in tik sheyish besocho moz ba'alma. The Chachamim say they bring a rule. If you are allowed to bring a tik, some sort of covering or a mantle, some sort of covering for the sefer from elsewhere, and that tik has money in it. So right now, when I'm carrying that tik, it's only a basis ledavar aser, which is the money. And why am I bringing it? I'm bringing it lahatzil bo Sefer Torah. I'm bringing it so I can save a Sefer Torah. I guess there's something going on that I need to save the Sefer Torah. The only thing I have available is this tik that has money. So I grab this tik and I run over to save the Sefer Torah with this tik. And I don't have to like spend the time to spill out the money that's inside. I'm allowed to move this tik with the money to go save the Sefer Torah. Lo nitatul oragav basar, so then it becomes the same thing. The tick is now only a basas ledavar aser, and the Gemara is permitting me to move it in order to save the Sefer Torah. Shouldn't I then be able to move the hide that has the flesh on it in order to save the flesh, so it doesn't spoil or rot in the sun? So the Gemara says, okay, that's a good comparison, but he gufa minolan. Where did you get that rule from? Where did you get the rule that if you need to save the Sefer Torah, you are permitted to go take a tick that has money in it and not have to spill out the money and go bring it all the way? You're carrying it to Totul Muksa. Who says you're allowed to do that? What's your source? He gufa minolan. So maybe you would say as follows. Ilema midehecha d'isbe, right, he gufa minolan. Ilema midehecha d'isbe lo shadiluhu isu yunami maisninan. So maybe you say that maybe we'll learn from the fact that doesn't answer the question. From the fact that you can that if the tick has money in it, maybe you can learn it from the fact that if the tick has money in it, you're allowed to move it with the Sefer Torah. Therefore, that shows that you're allowed to move the tick just with money in it. That's that Gemara says me dummy. Is that right? Yeah. From the fact that the tick has money and the safer in it, you don't have to spill out the money. So it's suyinam mastinan. So that shows that you're allowed to move the tick even if it doesn't have the safer in it. You're allowed to move the so the fact that you don't have to spill out the money in the case where it contains the safer Torah, maybe that shows that you don't have to spill out the money by itself. You can carry it alone. The Gemara says, no, that's no raya, midami, you can't compare them, hasam, in the case where you have the safer and the money in it, you don't have to spill out the money, adahachi vahachi nafal deleka, because right there, that's the case we're talking about where the fire is burning, and you're going to grab the Sefer Torah. If I have to spend the time now to spill out the money, so by the time I spill out the money, in those few seconds, the Torah is going to get, the fire is going to consume and come closer. So maybe there I don't have to do it. But hacha, but here, in this case, where I'm bringing the tick from somewhere else, as you're running with it, just turn it upside down so it can fall out. You have the time, I guess, you have the ability and the time to spill it out. So there's no raya. There's no raya that halacha is correct. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going back, forget everything we did now, we're going back to the originally. Originally, we said that there's a machlokas about the machlokas has nothing to do with tilt and luxel. We try to say, remember, the Chachamim try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. We said, what's a raya from our Mishnah? There it's talking about muksa, and here it's talking about a malacha. So the Gemara threw in this whole thing about tiltal. So Ella Amar Marashi, Olam Kidar Mina Meyakara. We're going back to what we initially thought, that the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, they're only arguing about Hafshata, whether or not you can flay or skin the animal. Remember, the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, if you can skin the animal all the way, or according to Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Broka, you have to stop at a certain point when you're able to pull out what you need to pull out, you don't have to go all the way. Right? Because you only have to do, Tzorech Kavoa. So the Gemara says, Le'olam Kidamrina Me'ikara. Okay, if that's the case, U'dekashilach, and then you ask, well, what's the comparison between our Mishnah and that case? U'olam Kidekashilach, Hacha, in this case, right, we said that the Mishnah is about saving the tick with the money, the Isser is Tildo, which is only a Din Derabanan. But Hacha, but the Machlokas by Hefshet of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, that's talking about Hafshata, which is a Malacha, which is an Isser Deraisa. So what about that question? So he says, Kigon de Lokavile Lo'or. The case would be where he doesn't need the hides. He doesn't need the skins. And therefore what? Look at Rashi says, it's like right in the middle, right? He doesn't need the skin at all. His whole purpose of skinning is not because of the or, its purpose is for something else. It becomes a malach shentrich l'gufa. It was a malach shentrich l'gufa, and said the Rabbanon. And then I can compare it to the case of Tiltol, which is a din the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, wait a second. It's a malach shentrich l'gufa, right? Or davar shein miskaven, whichever one. So therefore he says, the Gemara then says, wait a second, Abai v'Rav, d'amr tavayu, modi Rav Shimon, psikresha v'lo yomus. Yeah, okay, maybe it's so, but it's a psikresha. If it's a psikresha, because what's the psikresha? Right, the psikresha is, v'hacha afagav d'lo mikavin, mifshinu. I mean, what are you trying to say? So I'm not going to have, you're doing the malacha. It's a psikresha. It's going to happen. You, by doing what you're doing, it's going to happen. Automatically, it's going to happen. The malacha is going to happen. And Rabbi Shimon always said, and Rabbi Shimon agrees in the psikresha, that it's not, they're not allowed to do that. Modi psikresha v'lo yomus. The Gemara then says, ah, the shakule bibarze. He cuts it in pieces. The shakule bibarze. So what does that mean? So Rashi and Tos, the problem you have over here is the shakule bibarze is that you seem to do it in a way that it's not going to be beneficial to you. So basically that, according to the Aruch, remember we have a machlokas about it, so it becomes a psikresh de lo nichale. So we have a machlokas between the Aruch and all of the Rishonim, whether psikresh de lo nichale is mutter. So according to the Aruch, and if you look in the Mesosha Shas, Rabbi Hananel, the Aruch says that what barza means, Perish bars are nikavim. You make holes in it. V'hachik amr, what you do is you're making holes in it. V'hachik amr, man bazalei le'or, kishu mafshito, mucha milchsa de lo boy le'or. If you're making holes in it, it proves that you don't need the or. So it becomes a psik reishis l'nichalei, which is one of the rayas that the orach has, that psik reishis l'nichalei is mutter. So what does Rashi and Tosfos do? Because they don't hold that psik reishis l'nichalei is mutter. They hold psik reishis l'nichalei is still aser. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, the shakali bebarzei, is you make it b'chatichos dakos. You cut it into small pieces. You mash it b'chosich. You cut it, you skin it, and you cut it. The ein derech hafshata b'kach. Then it becomes not the way of doing hafshata. It's not the derech of the malacha. V'lav malacha hu elashvus. It only becomes a din derabbanan because you're not doing the actual malacha. Tosfos says, near Lari, the lekafilu shvus, the eno mashe kashir chashivus or yachan. Tosfos says that what you do is you skin it in small portions, so it doesn't even reach the shear of a malacha. So it's not even malacha derabbanan. It's nothing. It becomes so. In order to get rid of this issue of psik resha, the Aruch is going to say it's psik resha lo nichalei. Rashi is going to say you only do it in a way that's only a malacha derabbanan. Tosfos says you're only going to do it in a way that's not even a malacha deraisa, not even malacha derabbanan. It's nothing. So that's how you get rid of this. So what the answer is that what they're saying to him is, listen, we have this case of the skins in the Korban Pesach, and we're only doing it in such a way that it's only malacha derabanan. If you're allowed to do move the tick with the muksa in it, which is only the derabanan, so too we should be able to skin the whole thing. Either will say that maybe holy Rabbi Yehuda that Davshim Kavin is still usher, or he'll say that it's not really a psik. Who says that you can do it that way? It may not be a psik reishis l'nichalei. The chacham have to come out to the tukimta and how you're going to go about doing the skinning on this erev Pesach on Shabbos in order to avoid the malacha d'oraisa issue. Right, I agree. But how was he doing? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, well, even so, that's a psik reishis. So that you have to answer. Okay. So then the Mishnah then said, right, so again, but this happens to be, this Gemara happens to be one of the rayos, one of the proofs that the Aruch has throughout Shas, that of Heshita, that secret, even if it's born in Tosos, the psik reishis l'nichalei is mutter according to the Aruch. Okay. The Mishnah then said, okay, you're taking this stuff out, so l'heichal matzilin osan, until where can you bring them into? Because you can't violate malacha d'oraisa, you can't bring it from the house into the Rosh Hasharabim, where can you, because that's a malacha d'oraisa, where may you bring them? So the Mishnah said, l'mavoi she'ena mafulash, to a non-enclosed mavoi, well, the Mishnah can use that word, mafulash, to be enclosed, it's not necessarily a clear definition. L'mavoi she'ena mafulash, then b'seira omer afl mafulash, even if it is, sorry, afl ena mafulash means not opened. The mavoi that's not opened, and then b'seira is going to say afl mafulash, even if the mavoi is open. Let's see what that means. Right, so we're going to go through a couple possibilities of what the definition of mafulash and eino mafulash is, and we'll have more discussions about this when we get to Erevin. But okay, so the Gemara says heichi dami mafulash. What's the case of mafulash where it's open that ben Beseir allows you to bring it in? The heichi dami eino mafulash, and what's considered eino mafulash, which is the only situation where the chamim would allow you to move the item out to save it from the fire. So the Gemara says amar chizda. Rav Chizda says. So you're talking about the mavoi. Again, right? So the mavoi, would be, okay, well, perfect, we have this. So three walls, right? You have three walls, and then on this side, it's open to the Rosh Hasharabim. So what do you have to do? You have to put a lechi on the sides over here, or a korah and the beam, or both. So
where the house is situated in this case?
This is the mavoi. The chatzir is going to here, and then the chatzir is emptying into a mavoi, and the houses are over here into the chatzir. And the house is going to the chatzir empties into the mavoi. So hechidam mefulash, hechidam yishen mefulash. Onur chizda. Onur chizda says shalosh mechitzos ushnei lechin zem mavoi she'enu mefulash. Onur chizda says if you have three full walls and two lechim, you put up these two like symbolic things on the side, the two lechis, that's a mavoi she'enu mefulash, and that's a mavoi that's not opened, and that's going to be where the chacham say you're allowed to bring the sifrei kodesh to. Now shalosh mechitzos belechi echad. If it's three or four walls and only one lechi on the side, then that's a mavoi mufulash, where Rabbi Yehuda would say you can even bring it to that. So the difference between the two of them would be whether it's one lechi or two lechis when you have three walls. V'tarvayu aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. And both of their definitions of a mavoi mufulash is going to be according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because the Tanan, we have a Mishnah in, I think this is the second Mishnah in Erevin. The Tanan. Hechsher mavoi. So I want to permit carrying in the mavoi. Against not just a rabbin. I want to permit carrying from my house into the mavoi. How do I do that? Hechsher mavoi. How do you do that? Beishami Omer, Beisharim say Lechi Vekora. You have to have the three walls, and you have to have a Lechi and the beam going across. A Lechi and a Kora. Ubeis Hillel Omerim, O Lechi, O Kora. You can either have a Lechi or a Kora. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shnei Lechayim. You have to have two Lechis, one on either side. So the Chachamim and Beseira say that Rabbi Lezer holds that a Mavoi only becomes Mutter not with a Lechi, but with two Lechayim. And when it comes to saving the Kisvei Kodesh, then Beseira is going to say that one Lechi is enough. And the Chachamim are going to say, no, you need two Lechis in order to go into that Mavoi. So the Gemara asks, if Chachamim say that you need to have two Lechis in there, so that means Chachamim say you need a real full-fledged Mavoi. So the Gemara says, Shalosh Mechitzos V'lech, Amalei Rava, Shalosh Mechitzos V'lechi Echad Mefulosh Karislei. If you're saying that, first of all, I ask two questions. Number one, he says, Shalosh Mechitzos V'lechi Echad Mefulosh Karislei. You can't tell me that three full walls and one lechi is considered emo foolish. It's not going to be considered closed. That's definitely considered closed. Rabbi Lezer has a chumrah that you have to have an extra lechi. But once you have the lechi on it, it's still considered closed. So you can't define that as being something that's emo foolish. And number two, va'od l'rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, what's going on here? I have two lechis. If I have two lechis, then I'm allowed to carry anything into that mavoi. So if that's the case, why can I only save what's the difference of saving a sefer Torah into that? I can save anything into that. That's a completely enclosed mavoi now. So why does it say later on, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches, the Mishnah later on in a couple of days is going to say that you're now allowed to bring food items into that mavoi. Why not? If it has two lechis on it, it's a full-fledged mavoi. Right? It's a full-fledged shosayachid. V'od l'rabbanon, natzi l'socho ochlu m'mashkim. Not just kisvei kodesh. So, and why does the Mishnah on a couple of days say that the ochlim and the mashkim you can only bring from the house into the chatzer? You can't bring it to the mavoi. If the case is talking about a mavoi with three walls and two lechis, that's a shosayachid. So why would the rabbanon say you can't bring it, the food into there? The Mishnah said, until how far can you carry it? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, you can carry it, right? Mitzil take Masefer, ima Sefer, and he says, Ulheicha Matzil also, until where can you bring it? So he says, the Mavo She'en Mefulash. It's almost calling the Mishnah. Right, he can even only bring it to a certain place. You can go as far as the mavoi as long as it's mafulash according to mavish ain't mafulash, and Maseir says even if it's mafulash.
So, are we assuming that an Arab has also been set up as well?
Or the Arab is that's what it means.
The Arab, even if you have an enclosed mavoi, you have to share it.
Okay, so whatever needs to be done to create it is done. They're different qualifications that have to be done. Again, we'll get to an Arabin. So Ella, that's not the sugi here. Ella Amar Rabba. So Rabba says. So what's the case of the mavoi? What's considered mafulash? What's considered ain mafulash? So shtei mechitzos. If you only have two walls, right? So it's open on either side. Ushnei lechim, and there's a lechi on each opening. Zem mavoi she'ain mafulash. That's not considered an enclosed mavoi, and that is going to be where Rabbi Yehuda has his. That's going to be where it's ain't a mafulash, and that's where the Chachamim can say that you can bring it, because that's going to be considered not open. But, Zemavish ain't a mafulash, Shtei mechitzos v'lechi achad, and if it only has one lechi on one opening, that's the extra chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even though that's mafulash, you can bring it. V'tarvayu leave with Rabbi Yehuda, and both of them are going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana. The Tanya, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Yeser al kein amar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda goes even further. Mishi, because Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishi yeshlo merasulas a while back. The case was Rabbi Yehuda said, someone has a house on either side of Shusarabim. House over here. They say, this is now the Rosh Hashanah. House here. And he wants to be able to carry from his house here over here, but this is the Rosh Hashanah going in between. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Yishol Shnei Batim B'Shnei Tzidim Rosh Hashanah, O Selechi Mikan, V'Lechi Mikan, he puts a Lechi on either side, O Korah Mikan, V'Korah Mikan, or he puts the beams to go across, V'Nosim V'Nosim B'Emsa, and then he can carry across. He basically connects his two houses, and he can carry across. And Amru Lo, the Chachamim said to them, no, Ein Ma'arvim Rosh Hashanah Mikach. That's not how you can be Ma'ariv, the Rosh Hashanah this way. You can't do it that way. So what happens? So he holds, basically Rabbi Yehuda holds, that as long as you have two, if as long as you have two walls and two things, either two lechis or two korahs, then you can create that into Rishus HaYachid. So that's going to be what went over here. The Chamim and Mamisera are both going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda that two walls and two lechis are okay. Now, when it comes to saving the Sifrei Kodesh, then Mamisera is going to hold that Rabbi Yehuda agrees. In that situation, you only need one lechi. It's going to be two walls and one lechi. That's going to be enough to allow you to bring the Sifrei Kodesh, to prevent it from burning, into that area. And the Chamim say no, that even in that case, you're going to need two mechitzos, and you're going to need two lechayim to bring it in. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye, lididach nami. According to you also, the Rabbanan, not l'socho ochlum amashkim. According to the Rabbanan, if we're saying that they're all going to Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, if I have two walls and two lechis, that creates a full ledger sosayachim. So what's the difference again, why here it says you're allowed to bring the Sifrei Kodesh into that area, but in the Mishnah in a few days it says you're not allowed to bring the Ochlin into that area. Why not? According to you, if you're going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that's a full-fledged Rosh HaSayachid. So what's the difference between the Sifrei Kodesh and all the other foods? It's a full-fledged Rosh HaSayachid. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Bashi, what's going on over here? We're talking about a case where it has Shalosh Mechitzos, right? It has three Mechitzos, Vilechi Echad, and one Lechi. That's a mavoi she'ena mafulash. That's a mavoi that's not considered, that's ena mafulash. That's the mavoi that the Chachamim would allow you to bring it into. If it has shalosh mechitzos below lechi, if it has three mechitzos and no lechi whatsoever, zehu mavoi hamafulash. That's going to be considered the mavoi hamafulash that Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow you to carry into. And they hold vafilu Rabbi Lazer. And even according to Rabbi Lezer, who says the Amar Ba'inu Lechayim, Rabbi Lezer said you need three walls and two lechis over here. Hani mili la'ochlan l'mashkim. That's only for food items. When it comes to the Sifrei Kodesh, they were mekel. And how mekel are they? The Chami were mekel to the point that even though you technically need two lechis to save the Sifrei Kodesh, you only need one lechi. And Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Maseir is going to hold not all, we're going to be making it even further, that even if there's no lechis, you're allowed to carry into that area, right? So, El Amr Rashi, Sholosh Mechitzos V'lechi Echad, Zem Mavo She'en Mufulash, Sholosh Mechitzos B'lo Lechi Zem Mavo Mufulash, Ve'afil Rabbi Lezer, the Amr Ba'inan Lechayim, that you need two, right, plural, Han Yimilu Ochun Amashkin, Aval Sefer Torah, Bechad Lechi Sagi, and that one lechi would be enough, and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir would say you don't even need any lechi to bring it in there, that's going to be the kula that you can save the Sifrei Kodesh into this area. But it's not just a rabbi, I just want to predict it. I guess because it has Kedusha to it. I guess so. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah now says, continuing this idea about bringing food items into the chatzer to prevent it from burning. So, you have this, I guess the fires were more prevalent in these areas, and we had a fire that you were basically done. So now you have the fire. Matzilin mazon shalosh sudos. You're allowed to save food the amount of for your three meals on Shabbos. Matzilin mazon shalosh sudos. Right? Haroi la'adam la'adam. Enough food for three meals for the person. Haroi la'behema la'behema. Whatever you need for the behema, you need to bring for the behema. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad. What's the case? Because it's just pretty cryptic. It says, Nafal deleka biyom Shabbos. So if a fire breaks out on B'leilei Shabbos, Friday night, before you were able to eat any meals, Matzilin mazon shalosh sudos. Then you can save the amount of food you need for your three meals that you have on Shabbos. B'shachris, if the fire broke out Shabbos morning, then Matzilin mazon shtei sudos. Then you only can save the amount of two meals, because you already had one meal. B'mincha, if it broke out during mincha time, you already ate your second meal, then mazon suda achas. You only save one meal. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lola Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos. Whenever the fire breaks out, you can pull out enough food for three meals. So what's the case? Rashi says, sorry, Lola Hu Matzil. Why? So the issue that you have here is that you say Bol Amaosov. If you tell a person that he's allowed to save whatever he can, so the person is going to start doing stuff to, you know, maybe he'll put out the fire in order to save everything. If you tell the person you're only allowed to save a certain, this is the Chum's idea, you're only allowed to save a certain amount, then he's only going to save that certain amount. There's no point in putting out the fire to get any more. So you just need to get that minimal amount and that's it, and you'll prevent him from putting out the fire. Now Rabbi Yossi said that you can always save three sudos. Why? Tanakhama makes sense. Whatever you need, you need. That's the only thing you can save. So Rashi says, well, Olam Hu Matzil, he says, holy old sins, the Yoma Bar Hachihu, Ubehetera Tarach, the Habene Tiltuninu, Ulachatzer Moreves, Afilu tugo havishari le ilav mishum gezera k'dem farsh gemara. He says, "What the whole gezera here is because you're going to be bol amaosa, the whole all gezera." So, but what you're doing over here is what's going on. The case is where you're bringing into a chatzer, because we'll see later on. They're only talking about you bring into a chatzer. So there's no problem of tiltal, because you're bringing, there's no carrying, because you're carrying from your house to the chatzer. There's no problem. And it's not like the case before with the tick that had money inside. We're talking about food. Food is not muksa. So he says, three meals, you can bring out the three meals, you can bring out whatever you need. The whole reason why you're not allowed to do things is because of takana. Okay, we're worried about that, but we'll get to it. I think with Bala Ma'osav. Because we cook in a way, like our wives cook in a way, that we just make everything. They didn't. This was the food for meal A. This was the food for meal B. This was the food for meal C.
The focus is not save the house. Just how many meals do I take out of?
No, because it's all set up. It's easy. It's all set up. Some people actually have that. They put in the aluminum foil. Some people who are a little more organized, they have three tins for Friday night, three tins for Shabbos plus the challenge, and you know the locks and stuff for Shal Shudas. You know what's what? I can imagine that. It's my wife has it all set up. It's easy to take. Well, he knows he's not allowed to save the house, so he's only going to save what he's allowed to. That's the whole point. Let's see. I don't know. Let's see the Gemara. Michdei. So the Gemara says, Michdei. Beheter katarach. What's going on here? Like we just said, it's beheter katarach. What he's doing here is mutter. Right, it's he's matzil food, which is mutter betiltel, into a place that it's mutter to carry into. So why does he have to stop? Why can't he save more? Right, michtei beteir katarech, natzil tvei, save more. So amarava, Josh, amarava, mitok she'adam bahul amamono, because a person is going to be, once he's worried about his money, ish shorisley, if we allow him to take more, if we allow him to save a lot more, from the fact that he wants to save more, he may forget that it's Shabbos, forget whatever it is, loses over here, and then put out the fire. And then he has a problem of putting out the fire, which is a malacha. Right, Rashi says, if we allow him to save so much, right, he's going to forget it Shabbos, and he's going to put it out. I don't. We didn't say that. We just said. Does he allow to take the food out?
The original reason why they allowed three meals is because otherwise it comes to extinguish the fire.
Where did we say that?
Originally when we started.
We never did the three meals yet. This is the first time we've seen the three meals. I'm not responsible for what the other Magid Shir says.
So we're not talking about the fun.
Sorry?
We're not talking about the fun. You'd be taking meals out for the week if you took out more.
I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying if you took out all the three meals, you'd be preparing for the week.
Well, you're not allowed to do that. You're only going to take up three meals. That's the rule.
That's what I'm saying. So that would be the issue rather than being tempted to put out the fire.
But why would you be allowed to take things out? I'm just not following the question. I'm just reading what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying take up the three meals. Right, so Amalei Abaye, if that's the case, that you're concerned that someone might do the malacha to save his food, to save his stuff, what about the following? Amalei Abaye, Ela Hadatanya, with the following brisa, Nishver Lachavis. So you have your barrel of wine, and it breaks. That's a big problem, right? Your barrel of wine breaks, and it's going to spill, right? It's Berosh Gago, and it's on it's on your roof. So now the stuff is going to spill out. So maybe kli umeniach tachteha, you can bring a kli and put it underneath it to save the wine. Ubavach lo yavi kli echad v'yiklot. You can't bring like another kli, right? And then kli echad v'yitzarif. You can't bring more and more. Whatever you have there, you can bring. So hasa my gzeri ika over there. Well, what's the gzeri here? Why can't you bring more? Why can't you save more? Why can't you bring more kli kalim? So Gemara says hasanami gzeri shema yavi kli derech hasanami gzeri shema yavi. There the issue is going to be that because you want to save, if you allow him to save everything and you allow him to bring more kalim, eventually he might come to the point where he's going to bring a kali from the Rosh Hasharabim in order to save the wine. So here too you're concerned that maybe he's going to violate a malacha by bringing, if you allow him to save everything, oh I can save everything, I'm going to do whatever I can, and you might violate some sort of malacha. So the Gemara says Gufa. Let's go back to this. Nishpalo chavis barosh gago, maybe kli mani yatachteo. You can bring a kli and put it underneath it to save it. Ublad, you have a kli achav yiklot, kli achav yitzar, you can't bring other kelim. But this damino orchin, let's say you have guests coming and they need the wine, maybe kli achav yikoli, kli achav mitzarif. You're allowed to bring other kelim to save it. Vilo yiklot v'achakach yasmin. But don't do this harama and say, oh, it broke, now I'm going to invite guests and then I can save it, right? Ela yasmin v'achakach yiklot. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed. I'm not going according to Rashi here. Rashi is a different shot. Shot basically is don't make harama. If it breaks, you can't then invite the guests. If you had guests coming, then you can go and save everything. Right? He says you can't do this harama. You're allowed to do that. Oh, it broke. Let me invite guests. Now I can go save all my wine. So maybe they're arguing about whether or not I can do this harama. It's the same as Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Also, Esbino. Right? You're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to shecht. We'll just say an animal and its son, machlokes was only the mother or the father. So also as beno, a behema and its offspring and not be shechted on the same day. Now, nothing labor. They both fall into a pit on Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to shecht. They both fall into a pit on Yontif. I'm only allowed to shecht one of them. So one of them is muksa. Could be because I can't shecht. I have no purpose for it. Right? So nothing labor. Rabbi Lezer Omer, what Rabbi Lezer says, malas are rishon. You can take one out. Al menash b'shochto. On condition that you want to shecht it. Vashini, also le parnaso b'mkomo. And the second one, you feed, you try to coax it until after Yontif, and you have to raise it after Yontif because it becomes muksa. Right? Also le parnaso b'mkomo b'shvosh lo yomas. Rishua omer, ma'alim es harishon al menash b'shochto v'ena shochto. You can take the first one out on condition that you want to shecht it, and then say, you know, I don't like it so much. Maybe the other one's better. Uma'arim, they make a harama, umal es hasheni, and you bring up a second one, say, I want to shecht the second one. Now I have both of them up, ratzah zeh shochit. Then I can shecht with everyone I want. So he said, I can do the harama. So maybe it's the same machlokas? Mar says, no. Might not be the same thing. Mimai, dilma, akam, lakam, lezah haslam. Maybe Rabbi Lezah only says over there, by the case of the oxen in the pit, that you're not allowed to do the harama. Why? Because I have another possibility. The efshar biparnasa. I can feed the second animal there and save it. So therefore, I can't do the harama. Aval hacha, but by the case of the wine, what am I supposed to do? The low efshar, there's no possibility. So maybe there, they'll say, maybe by the wine he allows the harama, but by the ox he doesn't allow the harama. Right? The low efshar are low. Or you can say, adkan lokom Rishua hasa. Maybe over there, Rishua allows you to do the harama by the case of the oxen, mishum ikatsar by the chayim. Because there's another issue going on there. There's a pain of the Bali Chayim. So do the harama to get them both up. But hacha, by the case of the wine, maybe you would say, the leka tzar Bali Chayim lo. If there's no tzar Bali Chayim, you won't be allowed to do the harama. So don't line up the two machlokos. Tana Rabbana, we don't have a brisa. What happens if the person now is saving food? So he saved the food, hitzil pas nekiya. He saved the white bread. Ein matzil pat hadra'a. He can't save the whole wheat bread. By us, it's then. White bread was considered the better bread, and the whole wheat bread was more coarse. Times have changed where people like the whole wheat. You know, they say the whole wheat is better than the white. Okay, so he says, "Tana Rabbanan, hitzil pas nekiya ein matzil pas hadra." Because you already have the better, better food, you can't go back and save the worse food. But pas hadra, if you walked out and you saved the bad bread, you can then say, "Oh, you know what? I like the white bread better." So then you can go back matzil pas nekiya. You can also save the clean bread. Umatzilin miyom kippurim l'shabbos. Again, it doesn't happen. If Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, which we don't have that anymore, if Yom Kippur falls on a Friday and that's when you have the fire, you can save on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Avalo mishabbos Yom Kippurim. But you may not save food on Shabbos for Yom Kippur because you can't eat it on Yom Kippur. And then after Yom Kippur, you get food from somebody else. You got to make more food. You don't have to worry about it. You can make it after Yom Kippur. The Ein Sarich Lomer, and of course, you can't save Mishabbos to Yontif. And this is what you're getting at before. You can't save from Shabbos to Yontif because on Shabbos, you can prepare. On Yontif, you can prepare. So you can't save from Shabbos to Yontif. I'm not sure where you can prepare. Maybe prepare in your friend's house because your house just burnt down. Right? The Lomi Shabbos and Shabbos Alba. And you're not allowed to save food from this Shabbos till next Shabbos. You can't do Hachana, which I think what you were saying before, that you can't do this Hachana. Tana Rabbanan. So learning the brisa, shachach pas b'tanur b'kiddush alav hayom. So you forgot your bread in the oven, and Shabbos came. So right, remember they had those pits where they had the fire. They stick the bread on the wall, and then they peel it off. So you left your bread there and it's now Shabbos. You forgot to take the bread off. So the Gemara says, matzila mazon shalosh sudos. You can take all you can do is take out the bread that you need for three sudos, which basically would mean six loaves, depending on the next sugya, whether you have to cut all your loaves when it comes to Lecha Mishneh. So you can say it's Mazon Shalosh Udos. And now you have more there, but Omer Lacherim, you can say to others, Bovu V'Hitzilu Lachem. You guys can come and save the rest. You need bread for your meal, come take it from me. Not sure why. He says, because you rode it, and when you take it off, Lo Yirde B'Marde Ela B'Sakin. You can't use can't take out from the oven, from the special kli that they always used to remove these items from the oven. You have to take it out with some sort of knife, which isn't the special kli. I'm not sure what the issue is. So Mara says, Eini, is that really the case? Vatan de Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in Rabbi Shmuel said, Lo Tase Kol Malacha. The only thing that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is something that's Malacha. Yatzat Kiya Sofer Rudiya Sapas, Shi Chachmav Ein Malacha. We'll leave the shofar aside, but taking out the bread from the oven is not a malacha, it's just a skill, but it's not a malacha, so why can't you do that? So Gemara says, no, because kama de efshar l'shnuyei mishaynin. He goes, no, because it may be a malacha, but I guess it's a tircha, and the more you can change it, whatever you're allowed to do, to change what you do from the chol to the Shabbos, you have to change. So according to this, it seems to be, you have to try to change it, but I guess if you can't get it out with the knife, then you can go back and use the zmardeh, because it's... I don't know. I don't know. That's a rabbinic question. I don't know.
Like, is there some sort of guideline we're trying to fit
it in? I don't know. But are we going back to the Arama? I don't know. Okay. And we do Mechiras Chameitz. We do a bunch of things that are Hetter Mechira. I guess when the Chacham tell you that it's allowed to be done, what their ruling is, that's for the rabbis. Amar of Chizda. I'm not. I don't.
I'm just sort of stuck on. We're allowing Arama in the case that's much more extreme than the one that's less extreme.
I don't know what the rules are when you can do it. You have to ask the Rabbanim when they make the Dakana. I don't know. Amar Rechizda says, L'olam Yashkim Adam, a person should always wake up early on Friday, L'otzo Shabbos, go to Gormer God early in the morning. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, V'haya b'yom ha-shishi, v'chinos asher yaviyu la'altar. Right? It says to go out Friday to go prepare and get the mun, and the mun was early in the morning. So go prepare early in the morning, make sure you get to the stores early in the morning and be prepared. Amr, I want to spend more time on the next. The next thing is the sugya of Lecha Mishnah. Amr, Rabbi Abba, Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Chayv Adam Liftsoa. Liftsoa, Rashi says, means to make hamotzi. Liftsoa sometimes means to break. Liftsoa al shteki karos. You have to have two loaves of bread. The Iksiv, because the Pasuk says, by the Parsha Saman, by Hiva Yom HaShishi, look to Lechem Mishnah. So the Machlokas says whether the idea is, why do you have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? Is it because Zecher Leman? Or is it because on Shabbos everything is doubled? You have double portions on Shabbos, you have a Neshama Yaseir on Shabbos, right? You have the Karban that's brought on Shabbos is two, right? Shtei Seirim, so maybe everything is doubled on Shabbos, or is it just Lechem Arman, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Bashri, Rashi says, Chazinan Lei L'Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, Denaka Tarte Yubatzachada. He would hold on to two loaves of bread, but he would only break one. He didn't have to, break both. Amar, and his reasoning was, Laktuksiv. It says that they gathered two rolls of bread. It didn't say that they broke two rolls of bread. They gathered. So they had double. They gathered double portion. Rav Zera have a batze akulu sheirusa. Rav Zera would break a very, very large piece of bread. When he would do it, he would break a very large piece of bread. It would look like that he was loving Shabbos. You have such a piece of bread. So Gemara says, how can he do that? Amar Ravina Rav Ashi, v'amichze kir avanusa. He looks like he's a ravenous person. He's eating so much bread. It doesn't look so good. So Amar Lei, Kavan, the Kol Yoma, lo Ovid, since all week he never did that. But only the Ha'idin of the Kol Ovid, he only did this on Shabbos, lo Mechzi Kirav Tanusa, I don't pronounce it right, Kirav Tanusa. He doesn't look like he's a ravenous person. Right, Rav Ami, the Rabbi Asi, Kimikle Lehu Rifta de Eruva, when it came time to eat the bread of the Eruv Chatzeros, right, they would put the bread out for the Eruv Chatzeros, and now it's time to eat the Eruv Chatzeros, Shoshari Alayu, they would make the Suda, the Motzi on it. Amri, and they would say, Horel v'is'av v'chad mitzvah, since it's already being used for one mitzvah, and we have to do it and do another mitzvah, v'is'av v'mitzvah achrina. Let's do another mitzvah with it as well. We're not doing double two mitzvahs with one thing. This thing has to, we have to eat bread anyway. We have to burn the chametz anyway. We might as well burn, we have to get rid of the lulav anyway. We might as well burn it with the chametz. We have to eat lechem mishneh anyway. We might as well eat the lechem mishneh. We might as well use the bread from our Erev for the lechem mishneh. Okay, we'll stop here.